brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. This week's show brought to you by Patterson Dental. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko, on AM 1230 WITS.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Good morning, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and today with me on the show is Dr. Jeffrey Hillman. Dr. Jeffrey Hillman, DMD and PhD. He is the Chief Scientific Officer of Orogenics Incorporated. He was on our show a while back, and I was so intrigued and interested in what he's working on that I invited him back, and he was so gracious enough to come back on the show with us. Dr. Hillman, good morning, and thank you for being on the show again.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Really do appreciate it. I know it's early and all that, and I just think this is so interesting. So, as you might remember, before we get into our topic, I do give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And today that question is, what percent of people in the United States had their first cavity by the age of 5? Would you like to give us a guess on that? Do you have any ideas?
You're asking me?
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't have a clue.
Okay.
Not an epidemiologist.
That's why they call them guesses, but that's okay. No, I'd be afraid you'd give out the answer anyway. So, and again, this is according to Healthline.com. What percent of people in the United States had their first cavity by the age of 5? All right, so you can send your guesses. You can call them in at 821-1230. You can send us an email to dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com. Now, let me properly introduce Dr. Hillman, because for those of you that did not hear the show the first time he was on, Dr. Hillman attended the University of Chicago, where he was awarded a trustee scholarship and membership in Phi Beta Kappa for his academic achievements. He graduated with honors from the Harvard School of Dental Medicine, and then earned a Doctor of Philosophy degree in molecular genetics from the Harvard Medical School. Dr. Hillman served on the faculty of the Forsyth Institute and the Harvard School of Dental Medicine for 15 years, and then on the faculty of the University of Florida College of Dentistry for 17 years. He is now an emeritus professor at the university, and for the past 8 years has devoted his full effort to the development of Orogenics Incorporated, a public company he founded to develop replacement therapy and other technologies he invented during his career. Dr. Hillman holds numerous U.S. and foreign patents for inventions and discoveries that cover a wide range of health-related research, including tooth decay and periodontal diseases, antibiotics, cancer, weight loss, and tuberculosis. Dr. Hillman has been honored for his contributions to dental and microbiological sciences. So, Dr. Hillman, a very, very distinguished career. I'm in awe at having you on my show, and I'm so excited about what you have come up with. And let me just refresh for my listeners that weren't listening a few weeks ago or a month ago, whatever that was, that your company, and I see when it says 8 years ago when you started to devote your full-time efforts, that's when you came up with Smart Replacement Therapy and began the process then of trying to get it through the regulatory process, correct?
That's correct.
And Smart Replacement Therapy, again, as a little refresher, is when you take a genetically altered bacterium and you replace it, or rather use it to replace the bad bacteria that's already in our mouths. Right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And by doing that, we then can eliminate tooth decay, we think, potentially 100% of tooth decay, but maybe more like 95%, or we just really don't know at this time.
Don't know.
So, and you know, I think people are going to remember you like Thomas Edison or Louis Pasteur, I really do. And one of these days when I'm retired, I'll be able to say, I interviewed that gentleman. That's really cool. Now, let me ask you, can you just, for my listeners, would you please tell us what causes tooth decay and gum diseases?
Sure, I'm happy to do that. So tooth decay is caused principally by an organism called Streptococcus mutans. This is a bacteria, a germ that we get almost always from our mothers when we're quite young. when we're 3 or 4 years of age, and we've just gotten our teeth, and as a way of inducing us to eat, or maybe by sharing a lollipop or an ice cream cone, our mothers transmit their Streptococcus mutans via contaminated saliva to us, and in like token, we pass it along to our kids. So just about everybody in the world has this organism as part of their complex oral flora, and we have it from a very early age. When you eat sugar as part of your normal diet, the Streptococcus mutans will metabolize a portion of that sugar and produce lactic acid. The lactic acid is actually what causes tooth decay. It promotes the dissolving of the mineral portion of your tooth, so that over a long enough period of time, with enough sugar and thus enough lactic acid, you'll lose enough mineral that the tooth structure weakens and collapses, and you get tooth decay.
Okay. And your product, this Smart Replacement Therapy, will eliminate that process, or keep that process from occurring, and therefore eliminate tooth decay.
Yeah, it short circuits at the chain that I just described to you, because the smart strain does not produce lactic acid. So when you eat sugar, instead of getting converted to lactic acid, our smart strain will make other end products that do not dissolve the tooth surface.
Okay. You know, we have a caller on the line, and I think her name might be, I think it's Sharon. And Sharon, you have a question for Dr. Hillman?
Yes, I do. It's kind of a combination of the two things. The question of the day, I think, by the way, is 65%.
Your guess is 65%? That's pretty close.
And it's kind of tied into what he's talking about. When he was saying that the strain, am I correct in understanding that this is something that's introduced, it's not something that we're born with?
That's correct. The
what causes?
Strain, you know, the smart strain is swabbed onto the tooth surfaces.
Okay, but the bacteria that causes the cavities, is that something that we're born with, or is
no.
that something that's introduced?
Yeah, we acquire that when we're 2 to 4 years old.
Okay, so is this something that the sooner that it could be introduced, the better it would be? Like, is it really good to have a small child be treated so that they never have an instance? Or is it so cost-preventive that maybe you have to wait until all the teeth are in? Like, would you want to do one tooth at a time? Or
No, absolutely not. No, the perfect time to use SMART would be when a child is maybe 3 or 4 years old. It comes in for shots, vaccines for mumps or measles or whatever.
That's
the perfect time to introduce the smart strain before it's actually acquired a disease.
I understand. And is this something that even, because you know how kids are, they're going to go out and have what they want, sneak stuff. It would still be effective if they're like sneaking lots of sweets and stuff like that?
It should be. Absolutely.
Wow. All right. That was my question. That's really interesting.
Thank you so much. And stay tuned, and you'll hear what the answer to the question of the day really is.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
So let me just make sure I'm understanding. You said at age 3 would be best, so the person doesn't have to have all of their primary teeth yet.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
You know, the strain itself, once it establishes on a tooth surface, will spread around over the other teeth. And as you lose your baby teeth and you start to get your adult teeth, the smart strain will spread from tooth to tooth. And once you've been treated, it should last a lifetime.
That is really neat. Now, is this rinse, is there a taste involved? I mean, these children, are they going to not want it because it tastes bad, or is it tasteless? Is it thin or thick? Is it viscous? What is it?
in and of itself, the smart strain has no taste. And, of course, you know that you can make anything but tofu taste good.
That's kind of true, isn't it? What is it about tofu? And you know what? When it comes to what beans are they that they make tofu out of? It's soybeans. We grow those all over the place, and yet you don't eat soybeans out of a can. They must be really bad because we grow them all over the place, but you never really see them in the stores. They just make them into tofu.
Oh, they call them something else.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, I know, okay, so we have this rinse. It's going to be either tasteless, we think, and I don't know, does that mean
flavored?
You'll be able to put a flavor in it and not affect it. And it is safe for children. Now, you told me about how tooth decay occurs. My other question is, I think it was a two-part question, is what about gum disease?
Okay, I need to...
What causes gum disease, yeah?
Well, bacteria cause gum disease, certain types of bacteria that we have in our mouth. And I need to step back for just a second and explain to you that... In this country particularly, we have been taught that all germs are bad. And just about everything we do in our daily hygiene involves killing bacteria, regardless of whether or not they are good, bad, or indifferent. It turns out that most of the bacteria that live in us and on us, we have about 1,000 different types of bacteria. Most of them are harmless because the reason for this is because they've adapted themselves to live with us. They depend on us, and we treat them pretty good. We feed them, we give them things to drink, and we take them out to dinner, we take them to movies. They don't want to hurt us because we are good to them.
Nice and warm and moist and all that good
stuff. There are a few types of bacteria that have not completed this adaptation process, and given the opportunity, will cause disease. So in the mouth, in the oral cavity, there are about 6 or 8 organisms which, if allowed to grow to a sufficient number, are capable of causing gum disease. And they have long and arduous names like Actinobacillus actinomycetum comitans. Actually, that was renamed recently, and the new name's not any better than the old.
Whose idea was that?
No, these names change every few years, clockwork. Part of the reason that we don't have more disease than we do have is that in addition to these small number of bacteria that can cause disease, we have other bacteria that are good. They inhibit the growth of the bad bacteria.
Okay.
And by doing so, they keep us from having gum disease.
Okay.
So while I know you and everybody else who's heard about smart replacement therapy gets very caught up in the idea that this is a terrific technology, and I certainly agree with that. I still am in love with this technology 30 years after. Coming up with the approach for tooth decay. The simple fact of the matter is that it's 5 years away, probably at the least. And what I'd really like to talk to you about today is a completely different technology that we've developed at Orgenix called Evora Plus.
Okay.
And what it...
You know what? Can I get you to wait till after the break to tell us about Evora Plus? Okay, that would be great. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on AM 1230 WYTS. This show is available by podcast by going to www.am1230wyts.com and search Dr. Kvitko in the on-air column. Go to my page and click on the Click Here for Podcasting button. Also, you can access these podcasts by going to iTunes and searching either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. Now, this morning with me on the show, I'm very pleased to have with me on the show is Dr. Jeffrey Hillman. And Dr. Jeffrey Hillman, he is the chief science officer of a company called Orogenix Incorporated. He is a DMD and PhD. And we are, before the break, we had started to talk about a product that his company, that he developed and that his company currently has on the market. And it's called Avora Plus. So, Dr. Hillman, tell us about Avora Plus.
Okay. So we were saying that we have good bacteria in our mouths that inhibit the growth of the bacteria that cause gum disease. And Avora Plus is a combination of three beneficial bacteria, three good bacteria that have been carefully chosen based on years and years of scientific investigation.
Did they have to audition like on American Idol?
It's even more stringent than that. It's a very strict audition. But, you know, we have several different approaches that show that two strains of bacteria in particular, call them KJ2 and KJ3, inhibit the bacteria, virtually all of the bacteria that are able to cause gum disease. And then there's a third strain of bacteria that we added, which interferes with Streptococcus mutans, which is the organism that causes tooth decay.
So three different bacteria that it interferes with. I'm sorry, you introduced three bacteria.
Correct.
That then interfere with the evil twin sisters.
That's right.
So okay.
These three bacteria are normally found in the oral cavity.
All right, so we shouldn't be afraid of them.
Right. And they help to maintain health. For reasons that are not clear, these bacteria may disappear at some point in our lives, and when they do, then the bad bacteria are able to grow out.
Oh, really?
Yep.
We don't know at what age that happens. Is it an age thing?
It sometimes is. I mean, there are some, as you probably know, there are some periodontal diseases, some gum diseases that affect preteens or adolescents.
Yes.
So
the first molars specifically.
Yes, first molars and anterior teeth. And so that's one type of periodontal disease that is age-related. But the most common kind of gum disease is the adult kind. And it can happen at pretty much any age, most often, though, over the age of 35. For reasons that are not clear, these good bacteria may disappear at a particular site, so in one tooth, let's say, and before you know it, you have a gum disease involving that particular tooth.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole point of Avora Plus is to keep the levels of these good bacteria high enough to prevent the bad bacteria from growing out and reaching that critical threshold where they're capable of causing disease.
Oh, and I want to say, while you were talking, I went to the website. You have a website for Avora Plus. It's www.evoraplus.com. Avora Plus. I think I pronounced it wrong earlier. So again, E, V as in Victor, O, R as in Ralph, A, P as in Paul, L as in Larry, US.com. And on there, I see here that it's a mint.
It is.
So it freshens your breath and whitens your teeth as well. Now, being a mint, does that mean you can use as many as you want? Meaning you can't get an overdose of this? Because I think some people almost get addicted to mints or chapstick or whatever.
It is intended to be used twice a day.
Twice a day, okay.
Once at night after brushing and flossing and so on. I don't think based on the price of the product that you would be popping them all day long. They're not terribly expensive, but they're not that cheap either.
So how much are they?
Getting a Rolaid. I don't know exactly. I think somewhere on the order of $17 or $18 per month supply.
Okay. And I see here orders over $35 receive free shipping and handling. So if somebody chooses to buy a 2-month supply, then free shipping and handling would be provided.
Just to give you a little bit of background, people have been using beneficial bacteria, good bacteria, an approach called probiotics for centuries to promote good gastrointestinal health. So you see the commercials for for yogurts and kefirs and things of that sort.
Yes.
This is exactly the same idea, except the bacteria, the germs that we're using to promote good oral health are different from the ones that are used to promote good gastrointestinal health.
Okay.
Just moved up the alimentary canal.
Exactly. All right. Now, when we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about Evora Plus, and then I have a question about children, and then I realize that you have another product available for those of us that want to take good care of our teeth and gums, and I'll ask you about that. Before I do, though, let me just give out, we had a guest, another guest for our question of the day. Question of the day is, what percent of people in the United States had their first cavity by the age of 5? Harvey called in a guess of 50%, and Bryn called in a guess of 38%. Neither of those is correct. Thank you so much, though. And, well, let's just go to a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're just too numb to ask. And if things go well, if things follow in line just like Dr. Hillman thinks they will, you may not even have to be numb anymore because you won't have any cavities. Dr. Hillman has developed several products. One is about 5 years away from being on the market, and that is a smart replacement therapy that should eradicate tooth decay. Another one that we've been talking about is currently available. It is a twice-a-day probiotic mint that naturally supports gum and tooth health while refreshing your breath and whitening your teeth, which is pretty neat. And on that topic then, Dr. Hillman, before we go on to the next, I wanted to find out, you mentioned what a probiotic is, and it's the same thing that is used where we talk about how yogurt will stabilize a person's GI system. And is there a probiotic for children too?
At the moment, the answer is no, but we're in the process of reformulating the Evora Plus so that it will be more suitable for children.
What makes it not suitable now? I'm just curious.
Youngsters, children under the age of, let's say, 12, are principally at risk of tooth decay, but they typically don't have gum problems.
Okay.
So there's really no reason to have two of the strains that are in Evora Plus, at least in significant amounts.
Oh, okay. So then the thought is, why we better not have those included because the children don't need it and you don't know what it might do?
Well, I'm fairly certain they're not going to do any harm, but there's really no reason so to have them there, so there's no point in having them.
Okay. Do you think that when the children's version comes out, it will be less costly then because there'll be just one bacteria instead of three?
Yeah. Sadly, I'm just a silly scientist at Orgenix, and I don't have anything to do with the marketing or pricing or anything, but I would suspect that may be the case.
Okay.
And there'll be flavored little tablets that are flavored for children, cherry or grape, I think, is what they decided.
I see.
They'll just chew on it or let it dissolve in their mouth, just like the adult version, for 30 seconds and swish it around over the teeth, and they can spit it out or swallow it. Either way, it doesn't matter.
I see.
It'll help to maintain the balance of their bacteria so that they're less likely to get tooth decay.
Now, my understanding of when we put flavorings like grape and cherry is cherry is a very strong flavor, and it can overpower a bad taste without the use of sugar. Is that the reason that you would use one of those two, or do you just think that kids like those flavors?
No, it's just a matter that the kids like the flavor.
Okay. Because to me, after a while, anything that tastes like cherry reminds me of cough medicine that I personally don't like.
No, somebody gave me a couple of these tablets, one of each the other day, and I tried them, and I'm with you. I like the grape better.
Yeah, you have the same bad memories about cherry, right?
Yeah, I do.
And then the same thing with mint. Mint is a very strong flavor, and without sugar, it can overpower other bad tastes. But at least in the smart replacement therapy, whatever flavoring is used could have sugar in it, because then the sugar will no longer be an issue.
These are, that's correct. But, in all of these cases with the Smart Strain and with the Evora Plus and the Evora Kids, as it'll be called, and in fact, even with there's going to be a probiotic to help maintain healthy teeth and gums for your dogs and cats.
Oh, cool. I have a daughter that's a veterinarian, so...
that's a big deal, because, you know, dogs and cats develop gum disease. They don't get tooth decay because they don't eat much sugar.
Right.
But pretty much the same exact scenario exists for dogs and cats as it does for humans. And there will be a product called Teddy's Pride.
Teddy's Pride?
Yep.
Okay.
Which I believe is coming out next month.
Really? That soon?
And it's going to be the exact opposite of the children's version. So it's going to have the two strains that are largely directed at maintaining healthy gums. And the third strain, which is directed at healthy teeth, is going to be dramatically reduced because, like I said, dogs and cats don't eat much sugar and don't have tooth decay.
Now, is this going to be available in November of 2009?
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
November of 2009. Okay, very, very neat. And how will people? I actually had a veterinary dentist on the show once, Dr. Klein, and all he does is teeth. And I'm just wondering, who will the public find out about this, or only if the veterinarians will know about it and they'll tell their patients?
Well, I hope that everyone will find out about it.
I mean, will it be a direct marketing to the public?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Teddy's Pride. What will the other one be called?
Evora Plus is for adults. And Evora Kids is for children.
Okay. And so Teddy's Pride is one product for animals and two for humans.
Correct.
Okay. I'll have to. I think when we're done with the show, I think I'll call my daughter, my veterinarian daughter, and tell her to look for it. The son that I told you is the microbiology PhD. His cat actually lost about 7 teeth due to gum disease. So
it's very common.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be very happy to hear about that product. Now, I know that there are other products that your company either has or has in development, and I want to get to those as well as hone in a little more and some more detail on the ones that we've already discussed. So we're going to have to go to a break soon, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you about that. But before we go to a break, let me just mention that... we had another guest, this time an emailed guest, for Question of the Day. And the Question of the Day is, according to Health.com, what percent of people in the United States had their first cavity by the age of 5? And Art emailed us a guess of 61%. Thank you so much, Art, for that guess. Not correct, but I do appreciate it. And also, would like people to know that you can follow me on Twitter. Using the name Dr. Kvitko with no periods, so go to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko, and you can follow my tweets, which sounds kind of weird to say that. I have to say I'm not quite used to that yet, but you can. So anyway, we're going to be back here after break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back. Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were just too numb to ask. Today my guest is Dr. Jeffrey Hillman, and Dr. Hillman is the Chief Scientific Officer of Orogenics Incorporated. I believe their website is www.orogenics.com, and Orogenics would be Orogenics.com. Dr. Hillman is a DMD. He did his dental training at the Harvard School of Dental Medicine, and then his PhD work at the Harvard Medical School. And he has developed several products. One is 5 years out, although it did receive approval for FDA trials, and they are now doing human trials on smart replacement therapy. The other is Evora Plus, which is a mint that you would place in your mouth 2 times a day, and it supports healthy gums and teeth. It's a probiotic, which he has explained, and maybe we'll go into a little more detail of that. And then, so Dr. Hillman, what other technologies for the mouth does Orogenics have in development right now?
That actually is pretty much what we have in the way of oral health improvements.
Isn't there, I was on your website, I went to Orogenix, there's one called ProBiora 3, is that not for the mouth? Or?
It is.
Okay, what is that?
ProBiora 3 is actually the active ingredient in Evora Plus.
Oh, okay.
Just the mixture of the three beneficial strains.
Okay.
And, you know, in addition to selling, incorporating ProBiora 3 into Evora Plus, it is also being licensed and will be incorporated into a number of other products. Chewing gums and mouth rinses and so on, possibly even yogurts, or applications, you know, different from Evora Plus.
So the three bacteria are Streptococcus aureus, Streptococcus uberus, and Streptococcus radis. Right.
Very good.
Okay, I said those correctly.
uberus.
Uberus. Okay, uberus. Okay, like humor me.
Sorry.
Because I can't speak this early in the morning. Anyway.
The same problem.
So you have, and then they're nicknamed SRL as KJ3, S. uberus KJ2, and S. radis JH145. And those are all trademarked. Are those all patents then?
There's a patent for ProBiora 3 that is pending, and all of these have been trademarked. Internationally, and the product is, as I said earlier, currently available in a number of different formats, but certainly as Evora Plus.
All right.
With, more coming. Right now, they're all available through internet sales, and in the next few months, you'll start to see them appearing on the store's shelves.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. My listeners heard it first, so when they start seeing these commercials, they're going to know this is the real deal. This is not, you know, Dr. Fred's snake oil or something. This is the result of 30 years of research and careful study. And I'm also, as I look at the website for ProBiora 3, I see that you actually have the answer to my question of the day last time you were on the show right on there. It says, according to the American Dental Association, 90% of school children worldwide and most adults have experienced tooth decay. It goes on to say that 3 out of 4 people will have periodontal disease in their lives. And that's not our question of the day, but so these products will dramatically decrease. What do you think the percentage will be decrease in those numbers if people were to use the Evora Plus?
Again, I'm too much of a scientist to make a hard and fast speculation on the percentage decrease. I can tell you that people who have been using Evora Plus since last December find it to be a terrific product. You know, it freshens the breath. It whitens. You can see a significant whitening of the teeth, which is the sort of thing you notice first.
Okay.
And, you know that tooth decay and gum disease are slow processes typically, so we're not going to have a really good sense for what sort of decrease in the incidence of those diseases are for several more years. I can tell you that my grandson, AJ, has been using the Evora Kids now for about 6 or 8 months. He went from having 8 cavities to having 0 cavities in that period of time.
AJ?
Yep.
Okay. I call my oldest son BJ.
Okay.
He doesn't go by that anywhere else now. He in his scientific journals and things, it's Brian. But that's actually encouraging. And so I'm sure parents that are listening are going to, hopefully you'll be on the lookout for Evora Kids.
Yep.
Evora Kids. And will this product, is this something that I can offer in the office, or is just something that I can, and you know what, I'm not going to let you answer the question yet if you'll answer it when we come back from the break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thanks for joining me. Our guest today has been Dr. Jeffrey Hillman, who is the Chief Scientific Officer for Orogenix Incorporated, and they have developed a product called Evora Plus and Evora Kids, and one called Teddy's... I forgot the last name. What was the Teddy's what?
Teddy's Pride.
Teddy's Pride, and Teddy's Pride, by the way, is for animals, your cats and your dogs. So if your veterinarian is suggesting that you buy or use this Teddy's Plus product, I suggest you do as well. And if you see a commercial for it, you know, take my word for it, go out and buy it, because I believe this is really going to significantly decrease the tooth loss in your animals and probably save you on some vet bills as well. Now, okay, so we only have about 5 minutes left, and let me just give the answer to the question of the day. By the way, Marianne called in a guess of 83%. The actual answer to our question, what percent of people in the United States had their first cavity by the age of 5? The answer is 75%, 3/4. And so this smart replacement therapy and even the Avora Plus will go a long way to reduce those numbers. And besides answering the question that I asked you before the break, if there's time, I want to talk about, do you think that dentists will become obsolete? But let's go ahead and answer the question you'd started, and then we'll get on to that one.
I think dentistry is it's going to change. It is in the process of changing anyway. It's clear that you know, practices that use preventive measures do better from a number of different standpoints. At Orgenix, we believe that the dentist is critical in helping to promote our products, for the simple reason that when people go to the dentist, they trust the dentist to have a good understanding of what the best ways are to prevent decay and gum disease. And we anticipate that our products will be sold through the dental office, which is something you asked me.
Okay.
As part of a regimen of prevention of oral diseases.
Yeah, because dentistry is probably the only profession that historically has been working to put itself out of business.
Well, we're not working that hard in that sense. You know, if you went to a doctor and the doctor had the choice between preventing a disease, curing a disease, or treating a disease, you'd obviously choose prevention, and that's what all these, you know, vaccines we get are about. For dentistry, for the longest period of time, all we've really done, when you fill a tooth, you're just treating a symptom of the disease. You're not curing it, because you know that that patient's going to come back 6 months or a year later with decay again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the introduction of fluoride initially, but then sealants and so on, we, over the last few decades, have really done a lot more to try and prevent or cure a disease than we have previously. And for that, I think we should be applauded.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I want to commend you for the work that you're doing, which will probably turn out to be the biggest advance in dentistry and probably in more than a half century, probably in 60 years, when your smart replacement therapy is on the market, and it sounds like the Avora Plus is well on its way to doing that already. And I'm going to have to figure out how to get your autograph one of these days. I very much appreciate you being on the phone. And you know what? I have like 1 minute, and I just want to say that I think you're right. I think dentistry, we're going to still be here. People will still chip teeth. They might bump their tooth, need a root canal. They'll be able to spend their money maybe on cosmetics, maybe on veneers and that sort of thing. More wisdom teeth will probably need removed, because people won't be getting rotten teeth and therefore having space for the wisdom teeth to come in. So there's still going to be need for dentists, but I think it's very cool that we, with people like yourself, are working to eradicate a very serious and a very widespread worldwide disease. So again, thank you so much for getting up early and being on the show with me, and maybe we can have some conversations down the road. I know I'll be looking for both of these products, Avora Plus, as soon as it's available. I'll be making my patients aware of it and my listeners as well. So thanks again, Dr. Hillman, and you have a great day. And for my listeners, please tune in next Sunday morning at 9 here on AM 1230 WYTS, and have a great week.